We are up to two lines from the bottom, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara just said, I mean the Mishnah just said, that we have two brothers, one comes to Chalitza, the next one comes to Yibum. Correct the Gemara. Maishna Mahaditan, why is it different from that which we learned? Abba Acham Shnayim Behem Nesuim Shtei Achis, four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and the ones married to the sisters died. Right, so let's get it. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Reuben and Shimon were married to two sisters, and both died. They get chalitza, and not yibum. Right? That means Levi gives chalitza to Reuben's wife, and Yehuda gives chalitza to Shimon's wife. The question is, why can't Levi give chalitza to Reuben's wife? And let Yehuda be Miyabim, Shimon's wife. Because the reason you wouldn't allow Yibim right away is because it's Achai Skuka, right? So therefore, Levi can't be Miyabim, Reuben's wife, because Shimon's wife is Zalkuk to him as well. And Yehuda can't be Miyabim anybody because both of them are Zalkuk to him. But once Levi gives Yibim to one, right? Chalitza to one. So then the Ziki goes off of that one, and the other one is not Achai Skuka. So why is the difference over here that when we said we don't know whose wife is whose, one gives chalitza and the other one can do yibum? What's the difference? That's the Gemara's kasha. Dr. Rashi. Maishna mahaditnan. B'lai misyabois. B'kami seifa. B'kazmu b'kam to yitziu. And there it says, if they went ahead and married, we break up the marriage. B'hokik tanei matim yadam. Over there we say that if they both married, we break up the marriage. And here we said, if they both married, leave it alone because the zika is off and it's not a chay skook anymore. Causes for misyabmas. We don't say that one of them does chalitza and pushes away the zika. Behind miyabim chada, and then the next one can do yibum kimas nisim. The kani misyabmas shteim kalachas lachir chalitza sachaitza. Over here, when you had two sets of two brothers, remember Reuben had two brothers and Gershon had two brothers. One does chalitza, the other one can do yibum. Remember, Reuben's Shimon does chalitza to one, and Levi can, and then Kohath does chalitza to the other, and then Levi can be miyabim one, and Merari can be miyabim the other. Because I'm miyabim chalitza. Why do we look for Yibum? We should say, no Yibum. Just like over there we say, no Yibum. So why over here do we say that the second one can do Yibum? That's the Gemara's kash. More than that, over here, if they did Yibum right away, we say afterwards, they're not living in sin anymore, leave them alone. And over there we say, if they do it, break it up. I mean, make up your mind. Are you going to be mock put on this Isser or not?
What was the first case again? That's the one,
that
the four brothers.
Okay. Reuben and Gershon had two brothers apiece. They were married, nobody knows who married whom. Two sisters, Rachel and Leah, one of them had married Reuben and one of them had married Gershon. I'm sorry?
Brothers?
No, not brothers at all. Reuben and Gershon are strangers. They married Rachel and Leah, we don't know who married whom. We don't know whether Reuben married Rachel and Gershon and Leah or vice versa. Because they did this Kedushin and they forgot. That's where the Gemara ended up. They don't know who married whom. Now, Reuben dies and Gershon dies. Reuben has two brothers, and Gershon has two brothers. So the Mishnah said, Shimon, who's Reuben's brother, should give chalitza to one, and Kohath, who's Gershon's brother, should give chalitza to the other. Then Levi can be miyabim to one that Gershon gave, that Kohath gave chalitza to, and Merari can be miyabim to one that Shimon gave chalitza to. Because that way, Manushah, was Reuben's wife, Rachel, Shimon gave her chalitza. Right? So now, Merari can marry her. Was Reuben's wife, Leah, so Levi's being miyabim her, and she got taken care of by Kohath, who gave her chalitza in case she's Gershon's wife. That's what we learned yesterday. And if they both went ahead and married, right, we said, in Kadmu Bekansu, it said, Eimetim Yadam, right? We said over there, just want to get the case straight, right, that if the if Shimon and Levi gave chalitza to both, and then Gershon and Kohath have to still give chalitza to one and then Yibam, but they went ahead and married, the answer went off. We went off and we said, now chalitza kukata, it goes off because the other one gets taken care of. That's what we said yesterday. And over there, by the case of the four brothers and the two sisters, right, Reuben and Shimon died, we don't allow one to do chalitza and the other one to do Yibam. And in fact, if they do Yibam right away, if each one takes one and does Yibam, we break up the marriage. Why are we more machmer there than we are here? That's the question. Am I explaining myself? Zamti Gemara Hachi Hashta. It's no comparison. And let me explain. Let me explain what's happening over here. Over there, both are Yavamas. Reuben and Shimon were married to sisters. There's no question who's married to who. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Right? Both were Zakuk to Levi and Yehuda. Reuben died. Levi and Yehuda both have Zika. Shimon died. Levi and Yehuda both have Zika. It's a reality. They both were married. We know one was married to Reuben. We know who was married to Shimon. We know who was married to Reuben. And we know who was married to Shimon. And both fell to Yibum, to Levi and Yehuda. And at the time when they fell to Yibum, they weren't allowed to do Yibum. Because of Zika, because of Yisrael Levato Mitzvah Yibum, which we'll get to in a moment, they weren't allowed to do Yibum, because Achayzuk and Kastai, whatever it is. So Levi and Yehuda were not allowed to do Yibum to a definite Yavama. To a definite Yavama, they weren't allowed to do Yibum. So therefore, once they weren't allowed to do Yibum, we don't allow Yibum ever. And if they did it wrong, out. Because they did a definite Isser. They both did a definite Isser. Levi married one of Reuben's wife. He was ushered to do that. Because Shimon's wife is Zakuk to him also. So Reuben's wife is Achayzuk Kukasai. Not maybe Achayzuk Kukasai, but definitely Achayzuk Kukasai. And Reuben's wife can't be Shimon's wife can't be Nisyabim because she's also Achai Sukkasai. Not a maybe Achai Sukkasai. A definite Achai Sukkasai. There we're dealing with two definite Isurim. Rabbinic Isurim, but definite ones. In our Gemara, we don't know if anybody's also here. They might get the right one. If they get the right, it's not Achai Sukkasai. Only one woman is Zakuk to Reuben's brothers. We just don't know which one it is, Rachel or Leah. We're not sure that Rachel is Achaytu Kukasai. Rachel might be the Yavama. She might be Achaytu Kukasai. She might not be Achaytu Kukasai. She never was definitely Usher. She was Usher because we didn't know. There, they're definitely Usher. Reuben was married to Rachel. Shimon was married to Leah. Rahu and Leah are each Yavamas, and they're each Achaytu Kukasai. They are definitely Achaytu Kukasai. Comes along Levi, now does Yibam to one of them, who he's not allowed to do Yibam to. It's Achaytu Kukasai, definitely. So there we say, no, we break up this marriage, there's no right to do this. Because she was, at the time of when they died, she was utterly Yibam rabbinically to both brothers. And that remains permanent, no matter what happens afterwards. In our Gemara, there was no woman that we could look at and say, she's definitely a Achaytu Kukasai. She might be the Yavama. We don't know. We're dealing with a suffix Achaytu Kukasai. So there, if they did Yibam and everything's gone, we let him stay married. And we allow the second one to do Yibam because there's no definite Achaytu Kukasai. It's a suffix to begin with. I hope I explained myself. Dr. Gemara Hachi Hashtam. Hassam. Ilman Dama Yazika, Yazika. Right? Either there are definite Achaytu Kukasai. Ilman Dama Asilavata Mitzis Yibamim, Asilavata Mitzis Yibamim. At the time of death, we told Levi, don't you dare do Yibam, because then maybe Yehuda will die. Remember, we said that according to Amad Yamar, and she'll be stuck without Yibam. You're being Mavatal the Mitzvah of Yibam. But it's a definite Isser. The Rabbanon told Levi, you're not allowed to do Yibam. Not because maybe, but because definite. We don't want you to do Yibam. So therefore, it never becomes mutter. Here, it's very possible, it's a 50% chance that you got the right one. It might be a chaytik kasai. It might be the avama. And therefore, since it's a suffix, there, we're not going to be machmer and make them divorce, because even if it was a chaytik kasai, it got taken off. And it was never definitely answered. It was answered because it might be. I'm sorry? Right. Because at the time of death, before anybody did anything, Levi and Yehuda were told that they're not allowed to do evil. There was a definite issur there at the time of death. The rule is, any avama that you can't do evil at the time of death, even if that issur goes off, is usher for evil forever. For instance, Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuben dies. Shimon has no mitzvah of Yibum, it's his wife's sister. And then Shimon's wife dies. Now, Shimon can do Yibum to Reuben's wife. No longer us is the wife's sister. His wife died. Post-Reuben died. Reuben died, left over his wife to Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum because Shimon is married to Reuben's wife's sister. 2 weeks later, Shimon's wife dies. Now, it's not a chayzish anymore. The halacha is, since at the time of Reuben's death, there was no mitzvah yibum, it never goes back on again. Well, same thing here. Here, Reuben and Shimon died. The minute Reuben and Shimon died, there was no mitzvah yibum on Levi and Yehuda. They weren't allowed to do yibum. Not because they might be doing an issur, but because they are definitely doing an issur. Chazal said, we don't want you doing yibum ta'chayzit kukasai. And no matter which one you pick, will be Achaisik Ukasai. The sister of the one bound to you. Reuben and Shimon married sisters. They're both Yavamas and they're both Achaisik Ukasai. They're not maybe Achaisik Ukasai. They are definitely Achaisik Ukasai. Now, Teretz says you'll remove that. But at the time of death, it was there. And it wasn't a suffix, it was a Vadai. Either because of Zika, or because Chazal said, we don't want Yibum because maybe Yehuda will die. But they answered it bevadai. They didn't say, in case. They said, we don't want Yibum for sure. In our case of our Mishnah, they said, you don't want Yibum because maybe you're getting the wrong one. But maybe you're getting the right one. Therefore, over here, b'di'evet, we leave it alone. And if the one gave chalitza, we let the other one do it. Over there, we say, nothing doing. That's what the Gemara is answering. Yes?
What's the luck of a person who marries a Shania? He shouldn't.
So don't give him off the item. Even if he paid.
If he does get married,
we break up the marriage. He's violating it as a drabana.
Nowadays, when a person only is allowed to have one wife, if the brother's married already to anybody, he can't get married to the yavama, right?
Not a halacha. First of all, we don't do yavama b'zman at that period, even if he's not married. But it's a cherem rabbeinu gershon. It's not that there's no rabbinic issur. It's a cherem. And anyway, we don't do yavama b'zman at that. It's not a geya. Rashi, Hachi Hashta, Hasam Skukish Shteim Lehem. They're both Zakuk. Elam Adam Reb Pegal Achim Time Reb Demis Hashem Asafil Achas Mishim the Yezika. Either because the Yezika the Meretz the Mishra Mishim the Kapaga Bachayt Skukah. They both are Aser because even though they're both Yavamas, they're also Achayt Skukas. Bechichal Etzchad Lechad Apakazika. And even if one gives Chalitza and the Zika is gone, LeMishtar Yachayt Zelidach. I now the Zika is gone. Why can't he do it? Why can't Levi do chalitza to one? And then Yehuda can marry the other one. She's not a chayitza kook anymore. The chol yavama, shenes v'sha'achas al yavama, any lady that became usher for 1 hour on her yavam, afilu l'acha nefila, even if it happened afterwards, hari ke'eshas akshiesh labana v'asur l'aylam. Rabbinically, no more mitzvah yavam. At one point, yavam wasn't allowed. Yavam is no longer allowed. Biblically, you have to do chalitza. It's a rabbinic problem here, not a biblical problem. If we let Levi do Yibam to one, Yehuda might die before the other. Right? We'll be mevatel the mitzvah. So Chazal asked it. V'kivin she'nesrim, so'achas, inam yichol etzchak v'chol d'vod v'ashniyah, and medesi b'yisrael she'sach shalai nirat l'yibam mitzchila. Even if we did chalitza, but since at one point we didn't allow Yibam, not because of a suffix, but because we asked Yibam, so it never becomes mut. Avahol chazu she'nesrim she'machais z'kukav, lav yivam b'chais, she wasn't his Yibam. This woman was a suffix achayt skuka. If she was an achayt skuka, she wasn't the Yavama. And if she was the Yavama, he got the right one. We say, he might not have done an Isser. And even if he did the Isser, it's gone. And it wasn't the brother's wife that once became Usser. If it was an achayt zekuka, it wasn't the brother's wife. Remember, Reuben is only married to one of them. The other one is not. There's no yibam on. So Teretz says she's temporarily usher as achayt zekuka, but it's not a definite isser. A brother's wife that's an achayt zekuka becomes a brother's wife that no yibam is allowed. This lady is not a brother's wife. If she is a brother's wife, then it's a mitzvah. And if she's not a brother's wife, then there's no achayt zekuka isser. So therefore, once Achai Skook is off, he can stay married to her. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. I don't think I'm...
The case that you spoke to Moshe, then, where there was a sister married, he couldn't marry her because his wife is her sister.
Right.
The one that's out there is also, even if his wife was to die, he can't marry her.
Correct, because there was no mitzvah of Yibam at one point.
Even though the Ishto goes away.
But Eishes Ach remains.
Okay.
That's the key word here. In this case, only one woman is married to Reuven. We don't know which one. If he got the right one, he did a mitzvah. If he got the wrong one, he married Achay Skuka. But it's not Eishes Ach, it's Achay Skuka. And therefore, once the brother came along and took care of the other one, Achay Skuka is off. Whereas in this case, even if Achay Skuka goes off, she was an Eishes Ach who had an Isser which never goes off.
You know, Rabbi, it's quite interesting what Rabbi said, because I was always bothered. Why do we say there's no mitzvah of Yibam, it goes back to Eishes Ach, right?
It does.
Once there's no mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? The answer is because Rabbi Kleinman's case, there's a difference of having Eishes Ach come back or Achos Isha can come out, can leave. That's why you have to say Eishes Ach can never.
Right.
Once you have it back,
that's the difference. Exactly.
I think that's exactly why we use that phraseology.
Now here it's only rabbinic. Biblically, she's not an Eishes Ach Gesaser because there's no Isser Vachay Skuka biblically. It's only rabbinic. But rabbinically, they didn't allow Yibam. So rabbinically, she's an Eishes Ach. But she needs Chalitza. I hope I explained myself. Okay. Kadmu v'kansuei metzinai to miyadam. Now here comes the Chiddush. Let's say the case. The case is, Reuben, I don't need two people here. Reuben died. And we don't know whether he's married to Rachel or he's married to Leah. Right? We don't know whether he's married to Rachel or let's step back. Reuben and Gershon, one married Rachel, one married Leah. We don't know who married Rachel. We don't know who married Leah. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuben and Gershon are not related. Reuben and Gershon, one married Rachel and one married Leah. Each left two brothers. Reuben's brothers went and gave chalitza to both. Shimon gave chalitza to Rachel, and Levi gave chalitza to Leah. Each one is a suffix, whether she's a chalitza or not. We don't know. We don't know. Right? We don't know which one Reuben was married to. So either Shimon Frieder or Levi Frieder. Right? Reuben was married to either Rachel or Leah. We don't know. He died. So Shimon and Levi said, we're not interested. I'll give Chalitza to one. You give Chalitza to the other. And we're out of here. Now Gershon is married to the other. He doesn't know which, we don't know which one. And Gershon does. So Gershon's brothers, Kohath and Merari, what we would like is one should give Chalitza to Rachel and the other one can marry Leah. Mamasha. He got the right one. He got the wrong one. Right? But she wasn't married to his brother, so what does he care? That's what we would like. What happens if Kohath and Merari each married one? So we say we don't break up the marriage because it was Achleit Skuka, right? And it went off. So therefore we let him stay married. But what happens if Gershon was a Kayan and Kohath and Merari are Kahanim? And a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalitza. These ladies received Chalitza from Reuben's brothers. One of them received a real Chalitza, and one of them received a fake Chalitza. One of them was married to Reuben, and one of them was not married to Reuben. We don't know which one. Either Rachel got a real Chalitza, or Leah got a real Chalitza. We have no way of determining.
In the case where they both married, one set of brothers married, the other set had
their already definitely. They did Chalitza. They took care of their problem. Reuben died, his brothers gave Chalitza to both Rachel and Leah. Gershon died, Kohath is supposed to give Chalitza, and Merari is supposed to do Yibum. What happened was, they both did Yibum. We say, let them stay married. One of their Kehanim, one of those two, is living with a Chalitza. Because one of them received Chalitza from either Shimon or Levi. Legitimately. They both received Chalitza. One was real, one was fake. We don't know. Kohath is a Kayan, and Merari is a Kayan. They're not allowed to marry a Chalitza. They went ahead, now it's the mitzvah of Yibum, then she wasn't a Chalitza. If she was married to Gershon, she wasn't married to Reuben. Kohath is claiming, I got the right one. Merari is claiming, I got the right one. And we're saying, one of you two is living in sin. Zok to Gemara, we don't break up the marriage. Ba'apilu shneim kahanim. My taima, chalutza to rabbanani. The sabbik chalutza le'gazubu rabbanani. Each one can claim, I got the right one. It's a sabbik. The whole issue of marrying a chalutza for a kayan is not biblical, it's only rabbinic. And therefore, that he can say, I got the right one. And therefore, they don't have to divorce. Now, all the Rishonim are bothered. By Achleit Zekuka, we were all nervous because even though it was a suffix, and we didn't say suffix dropped bomb on Lukula, which was by Dr. Harris's question 2 days ago. Corey, whoever asked her. Suffix dropped bomb on Lukula. And now all of a sudden we say suffix dropped bomb on Lukula. When it came to Achleit Zekuka, we didn't say you're allowed to marry her because it only might be Achleit Zekuka. What happened to suffix dropped bomb on Lukula? Here we're saying, even though one of them is a Chalutza. We say, we're Mekel, Sabi Drabbanon. What happened there? So the Rishonim answer as follows. There's two kinds of Drabbanons. One we answer because it might lead to something else. And one we answer because we answer without a Gzeira up to something else. Achleit Zekuka is a Gzeira up to Achleit Isha. So since it's a Gzeira because of something, we're Machmar and a Suffolk. Chalutz is an Isra on its own, it's independent. It's not that if we allow Chalutza, somebody else will come to do something else. So therefore, there we can say Sabik Drabbanon Lekula. When the Drabbanon was a worry because he might come to be Miyabim and Achleit Isha because he was Miyabim Achleit Skuka, so therefore we say we have to be Machmer by Sabik. Chalutza is not because he might come to do something. That's what they say. It's not up to Grusha. That's what I would have said. Like you.
That's what I thought.
Right. But then, you're back to the question. This is how they want to answer it. One is because of one, and one is because of the other. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.
How do we know?